I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United Nations said Tuesday it had reports of continued fighting in the rebel-held eastern Ghouta area of Syria, which was due to be under the first daily humanitarian pause put in place by Russia to allow civilians to escape the fighting. UN humanitarian spokesman Jens Lerp.
So clearly the situation on the ground is not such that, for example, convoys can go in or medical evacuations can come out.
Russia and Syria blamed opposition fighters for shelling that they had said hit an evacuation route as well as areas in Damascus. The rebels denied those claims. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is continuing efforts to broker talks between the U.S. and North Korea to reduce tensions over the North's nuclear program, despite facing reluctance from Washington and Pyongyang and increasing concerns in South Korea. On Monday, North Korea expressed a willingness for talks with the United States, to which U.S. President Donald Trump responded.
So they want to talk. First time. They want to talk. And we'll see what happens. That's my attitude. We'll see what happens. But something has to be done.
South Korea's foreign ministry said Tuesday it is working to address Washington's concerns. A Czech court ordered the release of a Syrian Kurdish politician Tuesday, angering Turkey, which had requested his extradition. Salih Muslim, a former chair of the Democratic Union Party, which Turkey considers a terrorist group, was detained Saturday based on a Turkish request for his arrest. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. South Korea's Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa told the conference on disarmament at the United Nations in Geneva Tuesday